This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Mailbag, mailbag, mailbag. It's the Football Ramble mailbag for Saturday, the 9th of March, Oscar Isaac's birthday. I'm Pete Donaldson.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Andy Brassel, clapping in time.
Are you having a dig about my lack of rhythm, Andy Brassel?
You know what? I just can't understand people who can't clap in time.
I just don't get it. I was clapping in ear time.
I'm very patient with most things.
Right. But,
maybe you just didn't get the time signature.
Yeah.
Maybe Pete was actually doing some really interesting math rock.
We can finally rile him up. Surely math rock is all 4-4, isn't it?
You tell me. Rhythm boy.
A rhythm boy. It is Oscar Isaac's birthday. I think you're a bit of Oscar Isaac on the podcast, Andy. The heartthrob, the Lothario,
right.
A man who was probably in Star Wars behind some kind of helmet.
Now playing dads, isn't he?
Exactly. Right. Well, heading into this one, if you'd like to get in touch with the show and get involved with the mailbag, you can tweet us on X at Football Ramble, message us on Instagram at Football Ramble, and of course, you can email us at show@footballramble.com. Jim, can you kick us off with the first? Correspondent?
I sure can. This is from Owen Mayers. As we know, Andy is a man of the basketball. What elements of other sports would you like to see in football? Timeouts? Walk-ons like the darts? Touring the world like F1? Can be as silly or serious as you like, legends. Thank you, Owen.
I mean, I have seen that... Isn't Riyadh making like a massive elevated F1 course? It's going to be
like
in the sky.
Mario Kart.
Really?
I think that's what's happening. I saw a picture last week and I went, yeah, bit of that, please. Like that. One of the good things you've done.
But football in the sky. Be more Saudi, is that what you're saying?
Football in the sky. Remember, like, you'd have, like, old FIFA games and you'd have, like, little five-a-side matches taking place on roofs. I would like a full pitch and stadium to be about, you know, 100 stories high.
I think the altitude sickness might be an issue. Although you get a lot of long rangers, like you do in, is it Bolivia, where it's really, really high up?
Right.
Yeah, La Paz.
Is that why? Because
yeah.
The air's thin? So the long rangers.
So the ball's just move in a different way.
Is that true?
Well, it's more the athletic element of it, is that the air's really thin.
So you can't be asked to run, so you just absolutely hammer it from miles out.
You just need a lot of time to acclimatise, or you get really short of breath. You know, Argentina famously lost 6-1 there. I remember a friend of mine who travelled around South America on his gap year. they turned up in Bolivia, and like the guys in this local bar, they were all like sort of 18, 19 at the time. These local, like 40-year-old guys go, "Oh, you fancy kickabout?" And they're like, "Yeah, yeah, oh, we'll take these old fellas on." And he said, 10 minutes in, they were literally on their knees.
Yeah. They've lived their lives up there. Do you think that, like, cricket, that's a thing, isn't it? You know the cream teas that everyone eats? You know, where they sort of stop for tea?
Yeah.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? So stopping for tea?
Well, I think footballers do eat at half-time, don't they? Or certainly full-time.
Well, that's like some sort of power bar at half-time, surely.
I think that's why Cesc Fabregas had a pizza to throw at Alex Ferguson, wasn't it? Because they have that ready afterwards. And Rio Ferdinand famously used to eat Jaffa Cakes during games every now and then.
They did jelly beans as well?
Yeah. Jelly beans?
Yeah, he famously had jelly beans in his hand as he was like passing the ball about. I don't know, in terms of tea, maybe you could combine the aerial thing and the tea thing. I mean, I remember going to this, it was some sort of spurious challenge set up by some company that I was invited along to the press day of once. And you had two very tall buildings in West London near Paddington, and there was a goal on one. And the idea was Paulo Futre would shoot from the top of one of these buildings and score in the goal that Peter Shilton was guarding on the other.
On the other, right.
But
I
think
that,
where
yeah.
the tea aspect comes into it is Shilton was downstairs eating and he was like 4 hours late.
didn't Neymar do like a TV show where he was sort of doing whacking balls across a busy highway in Los Angeles
right.
into a bin for a late night TV show and he missed everyone? It was really
broke loads of windows.
Yeah, exactly. It was really a really poor showing.
Well, Ronaldinho famously put through the window in the cathedral at Santiago de Compostela, didn't he? Doing a Nike
wow,
advert.
I didn't know that.
It was like about 300 years old.
Oh no. Oh, that's a shame.
That's not good.
Actually, again, in cricket, there was that car that they sort of put to the side of the stadium. They got a stadium, cricket pitch, cricket ground, innit? They put a car sort of saying, "Hey, look at this new electric car." And one of the female cricketers just absolutely smashed. It was such a clean hit for a six. And they just straight to the window. and it was just fantastic. So a bit of that, really. More breakable things around the periphery of the football pitch, please.
Banger racing, essentially, is what you, some yes! sort of banger racing style element.
Why can't we bring back Speedway? At the West Ham Stadium while, you know, just going around the running track or something, or whatever they've got.
Be like that kind of between levels bit in Street Fighter.
We're kicking a car, yeah. Half time, Mario Balotelli turns up with a baseball bat and smashes the shit out of a Maserati.
You know what? Genuinely, you'd be wrapped to that.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't go in at half time. I'd watch an ex professional try and smash up a car.
Yeah.
You've got 15 minutes, see how much damage you can do.
And you've got to total it. It's an expensive, so it's a 20 grand car. You've got your 20 grand worth of damage.
Well, you get these big, like, unnecessary tank cars now, don't you? Where people are proud of how much damage they can take for some reason.
Right, okay.
So maybe it'd actually be quite a good advertising spot for them as well.
If you really know what you were doing, though, you'd go for the electric. Just get your hands in and pull. Start gnawing on the wires. That'd be debilitating for a car, I reckon.
Yeah. I mean, you're the expert recently in such matters.
Yeah.
One thing I've always been slightly envious of American sports, is the draft.
Right.
I think just the actual...
That'd be really good, wouldn't it?
The day of it would be fantastic, wouldn't it? I mean, transfer deadline day is kind of an attempt to ape the drama, but if everyone had to do all their business on the same day, one draft day across the world, across world football. Could you? You would. It'd be like watching an election. No, you'd sit there in front of it. It wouldn't matter how late it got. You would watch it. You'd meet. You'd have a party. You'd watch it all day.
But we're talking about drafting the best young players, aren't we?
Expanding it to everything. Essentially, everyone's doing
all sorts of transfers.
All sorts of transfers. So, become a draft system. It all happens in one day.
So you're trying to revitalize a flagging transfer deadline day, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We just don't have transfers anymore. Surely that would be more interesting. And then just have a draft.
I mean, the idea of, like, you know, Phil Foden being like picked first, obviously not by Manchester City because they're still really good.
Off to Luton.
He would be off to Luton. And then he'd sort of, come up onto the stage, shake Richard Masters' hand, be in an oversized blazer and get a Luton Town cap put on him. And then 5 minutes later, you realise they've done a trade and he's actually going to Nottingham Forest.
Yeah. I mean, I guess... England certainly is not that big. Like, we could be a bit more mobile. We could have, like, kind of players who just played a couple of weeks for teams and then bugged off somewhere else. That'd be quite fun.
Surely someone can put an algorithm together that can show us what a draft might look like.
What that would look like,
In England or in Europe.
No, I don't even mean draft. Just basically 2 week contracts. You're not allowed to contract longer than 2 weeks. Yeah, temps.
That would be good. Yeah. I really like the idea of freelance footballers.
Yeah.
I mean, both Mbappe and Haaland are kind of running their career in that sort of direction.
Yeah.
By like release clauses and not particularly long contracts. Mm. If I can run the risk of upsetting you both by actually offering a serious answer to Owen's question. In terms of basketball, I would love there to be, you know, people have discussed more and more in recent years the idea of a game being an hour long. And you're just stopping the clock every time the ball goes there.
Yeah. Mm.
I think that'd be brilliant.
Right.
Honestly, I know a lot of people are instinctively against that because football's 90 minutes. Let's stop mucking about with the game, as Ange Postecoglou always says. And globally, I would agree with that. But in terms of in terms of the fact that, you know, everything is so precise, like over precise, I think you would argue in some areas of football. But like, injury time, it's just the ref making it up, just doing a guesstimate.
Mm. Yeah, that seems not very computational, does it? You think they could do that easier better?
There's 30 seconds for a goal, 30 seconds for a sub. It's not entirely made up.
No, but
it's never followed.
There's still a bit of a vibe-based aspect to it, isn't
there? Yes, there is.
Why can't the referee be told how long he's going to add?
I mean,
why does he have to do the mathematics on his head?
You're right. For what it's worth, I would miss, if they brought that in, the fact that they have the sympathy removal of stoppage time in Germany. So, for example, if one side is really battering the other, the ref just blows up straight on 90 minutes.
See, I really, really strongly disagree with referees doing that.
Yes.
Because...
Well, people do, don't they?
Because, well, league positions can change depending on goal difference or not.
Yeah.
So you are taking away a team's opportunity to potentially affect the outcome of their season.
No.
It's not for you to objectively judge how long the game should last, is it?
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the Football Ramble is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life throws many different challenges at us, and as a result, we all have our own sources of stress. Whether big or small, those stresses can impact our lives in unpredictable ways, and if we don't address them, they can have an outsized and unwanted impact. Therapy is a safe place in which we can address these issues, learn to understand them, and find ways to work through them. Having therapy can be beneficial to anybody, not just people who've experienced major traumas, even if you may have not considered it before. It could be simply a time for you to get things off your chest, a way to learn positive coping skills, or how to set boundaries. Ultimately, it can be whatever you need it to be. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you to a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
I'm talking about the sort of luxuriant quality
John Midler from our very own VGC podcast, which is very good. Have a listen. I was on there yesterday and we were just as foul as on this show. What teams don't suit their colours and which colours would you swap them with?
Well, so, I think Bayern being in white this season as with red sleeves has obviously led to a lot of people going, oh, that's why they're all Spursy. Oh, it's not only right, Harry Kane and Eric Dier and all the rest of it. I have to say, I'm really against that. Bayern being in white,
it is weird.
It's just icky. On the other hand, the season that Arsenal were in red current, I love that. Yeah. I would like that to happen more.
Well, it was a reference to the
first... bandages one, that rotten bandages one you used to have.
The rotten bandages one.
Yeah, like one that looked like rotten bandages.
No, it was meant to be marble, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was red, so it looked like the marble was bleeding, which is a little bit confusing. Yeah, the red currant one was a reference to the first colours they ever wore.
Yeah.
It was in the last season of Highbury. I did like that a lot, yeah.
What were they called
So
then?
Really, I should be protesting against Arsenal wearing red.
I think you should, actually.
Right, okay.
I mean, it was still red, wasn't it? It's the sort of thing where it's... you couldn't really have it as an away kit because it might still... Actually, I mean, it's significantly different from the red, so maybe they could reference it as an away kit.
No, but Wimbledon, for the last couple of seasons, have had a blue home kit and a bluer away kit.
How is that allowed?
It's
a little bit...
It's a bit ridiculous,
Chelsea
but the away kit's
away
a really
kit,
sexy kit, yeah.
It's a kit blend.
It is a kit blend, and Chelsea have a blue away kit this season. I always thought, actually, that their sort of blue is a bit of a weird one.
What do you mean? Like, as a there's not that many things in, certainly not in nature, but in the world that is Chelsea blue.
Exactly. Yeah, which I think is probably something they enjoy. But I'm just like, I'm not having it.
Is that
it
a Pantone colour?
Didn't look right as champions. Red was the colour of winning for such a long time. And along come Chelsea. Along come City.
It's a primary colour. Have some respect, Jim. Have some bloody respect. I wouldn't mind Chelsea wearing like a, you know, like Vanta Black. Do you know like that? This artist came out. I forget which one it was who made this black paint that is blacker than any other. It's it has total hemispherical reflectances.
So what is that sort of matte?
Well, it's below 1% of the visibles in the visible spectrum. It absorbs so much light, it is darker than any other colour in the world.
So and, you're saying Chelsea are essentially like a footballing black hole and they should dress as such?
Yeah, pretty much.
I like that idea. Right. I also think if City have found guilty, they should have to wear like orange jumpsuits.
Yeah, just what, for the rest of the season or just for the rest
forevermore.
Of the, for the hate death of the universe?
Yeah.
Just you got to wear orange.
And the away kit can be black and white stripes with a little ball on a chain around.
But then it would just like, it would like kind of Blackpool toss, wouldn't it? I would want full kind of... Do you remember when Griff Rhys from the Super Four Animals was in, did that video where it had the... It was a video game, I forget. Might have been This Is Football, where they put him in the game.
Okay.
And, but he was wearing like a big kind of boiler suit, big orange boiler suit. He'd have to wear that. They would have to wear that. Yeah, it's because suit colours are all, kit colours are all about history and heritage and stuff, but surely you could just dress up any bit old heritage and just say, yeah, this is actually what we wore in there. Nobody, they were all black and white photos, just make it up. Oh, yeah. It's the same with like badges though, isn't it? Like badges, what badge would you give to, I don't know, West Ham? Who are your biggest kind of like London rivals? Spurs?
Well, Spurs,
yeah.
Well, I thought you said badgers there.
Badgers.
I was like, oh,
put a badger on it.
United on
yeah,
the line.
Put a badger. They're tuned till they die or get cold. I would say that would you put like a really embarrassing badge on Spurs or would you put like a really sarcastically good badge on it?
I quite like that they've got a chicken on a basketball, to be honest. I mean, it's quite funny in itself.
There's
a lot to like about Spurs if you are one of their rivals. Chicken on a basketball. They're called the Lily Whites. There's not much I'd change about them, to be honest.
I guess maybe it's the fabric that they use on their kits. Like white is a hard thing to wash, isn't it? It's a tough thing to get clean.
You know what?
One spillage and it's all over, isn't it?
One spillage and you're done.
Yeah.
I don't love England playing in white. I understand it references the flag. To me, it feels arrogant. And I find
like
it quite
angelic
hard to put
kind
my...
Of thing, yeah. Well,
that's exactly it.
Because of Real Madrid?
It's this sense that we are true and pure. We invented the game. All that jingoistic nonsense, to me, seems to sort of seep out of the kit a little bit.
I have to say, I find it a lot more satisfying when England play in red. Obviously, part of that has to do with the 1966 World Cup
red
final.
Red is the colour of winning, as we discussed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What about the kind of off blue that he wore in like the 90s? I quite like that one.
There's nothing that says successful England team like the image of Dennis Wise scoring in Turkey, is there?
And why do the bloody goalkeepers have all the fun? Why can't we have David Seaman absolute mad bastard colours all over the place? Why do we have to have stripes? Why do we have to have hoops? Can we not just have angular Pierre Mondrian monstrosities all over the game?
It worked for Jorge Campos, didn't it?
It did, yeah, but he was in net. So, like, why? I mean, I guess he did take a lot of free kicks, didn't he? But yeah, I think it should be allowed. I think we should be allowed to do whatever we want, to be quite frank.
Can I also say Southampton need to make a decision?
Right.
They change what their kit is quite a lot. There'll be a red one or a white one. And it's like, just like, kind of stick with the stripes.
They've
surely
got a funny away kit, haven't they? Southampton kits 2023. They've got a strange, like, half and half, like red half and then really tight red stripes on the left-hand side. I don't like it. I don't care for it. Completely agree. Right, elsewhere, from Danny on X, if you could stick any pre-Premier League player at their peak into a 2024 team, who would it be and why? It doesn't necessarily have to be to improve that team, which is a massive get-out clause for us, I think it's fair to say. Yeah, I mean, there aren't many players who would improve a 2024 team unless you are Sheffield United, Andy.
No.
I'd like to swap out Rodri for Sam Allardyce.
What, primo Sam Allardyce, the footballer?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Imagine that.
Guardiola would make him into John Stones. You do know that.
Maybe. But I just like
probably
to
quite
see
a cultured
how that would
footballer
work.
Would that annoy Sam Allardyce that Pep Guardiola made him into an incredible footballer?
Every time he wants something.
Really piss him off.
Begrudge it.
Yeah.
I don't know if this slightly bends the rules of the question, but when in the late 80s, early 90s, you remember the British Olympian, Daley Thompson? He used to do some fitness work with Wimbledon.
Yes.
And he also used to play with the reserves. So I would love to see him, just as a pure athlete, play in modern football to just see how he got on. Mm. Now, I know you have Darren Campbell, for example, the sprinter, trying to become a pro footballer. You've obviously had Usain Bolt. But because Daley Thompson's so multidisciplinary and because he played actual football, albeit from a fitness perspective, I'm interested to see what he would look like in a sport that's now hyper-athletic.
Mm, yeah, could he kick it? Could he kick a ball?
Well, of course, there are some players that are just there for their athleticism anyway, aren't there? Really? So
I like the footballers who have played in about three generations because their career just went on for too long. Like Milan Baroš, that played for like absolutely years. He was still playing.
I was thinking John Burridge, and Milan Baroš, who's almost his polar opposite as a footballer.
I mean, Budgie, he was, he kept coming back. It was almost like every time you saw him coming back, it was like when Ric Flair has his final match at like 65 and he's just bleeding and it's really an edifying sight.
Old cart horse.
Yeah, you do sort of go, why are you doing this to yourself? I know you don't need the money, surely. But Budgie just loved the game. Some players can't leave it alone, can they?
No, that's
Chris Waddle plays a lot of five-a-side, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's true.
A serious answer for me would be Marco van Basten. In any top modern side as a centre forward. He's someone unfortunately, you know, he had to retire very early. Was someone who probably in modern times would have, you know, I don't think his career would have been ended by the, was it a knee injury?
Ankle.
Right. The ankle of the mid leg.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess it is. In
the
a way,
elbow
isn't
is
it?
The ankle of the arm.
Yes.
I always think.
Would that not be the wrist? The elbow is the knee of the arm.
No, each joint, including the ones you got in your inner ear, they're all ankles for me.
Yeah, I suppose
it's all just ankles, and that's why I
biology GCSE flashback.
This is on me for getting that wrong, isn't it?
Spent a lot on medical school. That's all I've got.
But yeah, I would love to have seen what he could do.
I guess the other thing is, if he were playing in the modern game, it would stop him coming out and saying crazy stuff that he does about the game and the rules and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Although,
make him really entertaining in the post-match.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine like a guy coming out and, you know, getting the match of the day treatment and saying, oh, so you scored three goals today, you must be really pleased. Yeah, I'd be really more pleased if we abolished offside and I'd have scored eight.
I'm all for it.
I'd quite like to have seen Middlesbrough's Janino at a time where he just wasn't getting kicked all the time and it wasn't accepted that you just do two footers on people back then.
He would thrive now, actually, I think, wouldn't he? All right, so what do you think of this? Antony out, Garrincha in.
I can see.
Nice.
Garrincha is really unique player in the history of football, because he had that bow leg, which is just so unusual, and apparently was something that he massively used to his advantage, and defenders didn't really have much of an answer to.
Actually, on that serious tip, I think you were talking about Van Basten. It's I think inevitable to think of Serie A in like the late 80s, early 90s, if we're talking about pre-Premier League. Lothar Matthäus. I think he would be great in like the modern Premier League, because it's funny, we always think of him as one of the German greats. A lot of German football fans do not share that opinion.
Why is that?
Well, they associate him with the sort of thing that I guess we came to know Germany for. So like, you know, efficiency and doggedness and all that sort of stuff. A lot of German football fans look at him and think, well, you know, he's not Günther Netzer, is he? You know, he's just a bit too... He's a bit too direct. He's almost a bit too Premier League.
Right.
Whereas actually, you could see Lothar Matthäus, certainly prime Lothar Matthäus, think of like Italia 90, for example, playing a Steven Gerrard role for a Premier League team. Imagine that. And obviously, we talked about the post-match, he's always saying like quite off-the-wall things. So he would bring something to the whole culture.
Yeah. I think that's about it for us, to be honest, for another mailbag. If you would like to get in touch with the show, if you'd like to get a question answered to the best of our abilities, which is quite low some weeks, to be quite frank, just get in touch. You can say hello on Instagram, you can say hello on Twitter, however you want to do it. It's you can get involved at Football Ramble. We've also got an email address as well. Get us show@footballramble.com. Andy, what are you doing this weekend? What are you doing right now as this show releases?
What am I doing
on a Saturday morning?
Right now, on this Saturday morning, I'm away for Mother's Day, so I'm doing something
just
Mother's Day.
Just remembered, I'm going to go on Saturday.
I presume that was the reason you were asking me.
Yeah, good point. Actually, yeah, great.
What
great
have I
reminder.
Forgotten to do
yeah,
this
I can't,
weekend?
I can't do anything in the mail now, can I? Can't believe it. Unbelievable. Jim, are you going to see your mum?
I am going to see my mum on Sunday. Yes.
Oh God, that's the one day I think my mum gets more upset about that I forget every single year. It's not even her birthday.
You're 2 days away from it at the time of recording, so you can influence this.
I hoarded my I was it was theatre of the mind. I got so into Saturday. I don't think I can remedy this. It'll be too slow. But I ordered some cured meats for my dad and for his birthday, and that didn't turn up on time. So I've just let everyone down.
Oh.
I'm a shell.
At least they were cured.
At least they were cured. They could last, yeah. If they could last on the shelf for a little while anyway. All right then. If you missed yesterday's show, for crying out loud, listen to it. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble Mailbag, part of the Acast Creator Network. We are back on Monday with a brand new Ramble. In the meantime, follow us on the aforementioned X, TikTok, YouTube and Instagram at Football Ramble. Follow us on Spotify. We'll see you soon.
Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
The Championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real Championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app.
And hit subscribe.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. acast.com.